Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, November 4, 2020. Stand up for your country. Well, this is a very important broadcast, perhaps the most important one I've ever done in this format. We have an apparent change of power in Washington to some extent, but it's not locked down. And that's causing massive frustration across the country. Now, this broadcast is going to be very methodical, a lot of information, a lot of opinion. So I'm going to talk a little slower than I usually do, so I don't make any mistakes, not because of you. So the election is still in doubt. And it's primarily because of Nevada. So it's so close electorally that Nevada's 6 electoral votes could make the difference. And Nevada says it stopped counting the votes yesterday, election day, but they don't say why. Why did you stop counting them? It's a small state. There's only 75% of ballots counted. I think it might be up to 80 now, fluctuates depending on who you talk to. But the state authorities say, well, we're not going to tell anybody who won this state until Thursday. Well, the election was on Tuesday. Why does it take you, Nevada, 48 hours to tabulate your votes when there's hardly anybody in your state? So the answer to that question is, I don't know. However, if I'm President Trump, I order the Justice Department to send people out, federal agents. Maybe they use the Federal Election Commission. I don't know what their personnel is. And I take a look at Nevada. I take a look at Philadelphia. And I take a look at Detroit. Those three places are where I, from my experienced perch, see chicanery, alleged chicanery, word of the day. All right? So I think the federal authorities should look into this right now before the stuff gets buried or burned or whoom. I don't know if President Trump and Attorney General Barr are doing that or not, but they should be for the sake of you, the honest American citizen. Okay. Now, Joe Biden is a heavy favorite to be the next president of the United States. Anybody that tells you differently is not leveling with you. But again, he's not a lock, all right? It's not in stone because Nevada is so close, less than 8,000 votes with 25 or 20% still to be counted, that could flip to Donald Trump. Okay, so let's put up the map and I'll show you where we are on a countrywide basis. There are really only 2 states that are undecided. That's Nevada and Michigan. Michigan, it's all about write-in votes that somehow the authorities couldn't count. Why? Nobody really knows. There are write-in votes everywhere. But in Michigan, they really couldn't get them together. So President Trump had a big lead until they started counting the mail-ins, and then all of a sudden that lead evaporated. Now, the networks won't call Georgia and North Carolina, even though 100% of the vote has been counted in both of those states. So I'm calling them. Neither state is going to go for Biden. Very close in Georgia, by the way. We'll get into that tomorrow. We'll analyze why people voted the way they did. So there are really only 2 states. Now, the Trump administration is making a big deal out of Arizona. I have to break it to them. You're not going to win Arizona. It's almost 100,000 vote difference. And it's not going to come around. You should be in Nevada, not Arizona. So you see there how overwhelmingly President Trump won most of the country. The popular vote, as I predicted, Joe Biden won. All right. And he got more votes than any other presidential candidate in history. Mr. Biden did. More than 70 million votes. Now, Donald Trump got 68 million. if California is taken out of the equation, Trump won a popular vote. But California is so overwhelming, so big, and so liberal that all their votes will go to the Democrats every year, every time, every place.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, so the media is through. If Donald Trump loses, the Trump show packs up and leaves, and television news collapses. You will see, we have this soundbite right here of me just saying that, you will see. So the New York Times, they're gonna collapse as well. In Georgia, they had their needle giving Biden a 64% chance to win. Of course, Biden not gonna win Georgia. North Carolina, 86% chance that Trump would win on the New York Times needle. That was in the afternoon. But of course, it was very, very close. And then the Florida needle from the New York Times had Trump not doing well and then suddenly doing well. Okay, very good. Polls that and we're going to do this tomorrow because I want someone to sue the polling agencies, please. All right, somebody who's a group or a PAC or something. So here are the worst polls. Economist magazine, YouGov, CNBC, Change Research, Quinnipiac College. Quinnipiac, I love you. You're in Connecticut, beautiful campus, nice school. Get out of the polling business. All right? You don't know what you're doing. Monmouth poll, New Jersey, same thing. NBC News, Wall Street Journal poll, Survey USA poll, Fox News poll. Please, please. All right? Economist, YouGov. Reuters, Ipsos, please. You guys don't belong. You never write, ever. USA Today, Suffolk, CNN. All those polls horrifically wrong. Not just a little wrong. Horrifically wrong. Now, Rasmussen was pretty close. Trafalgar, pretty close. All right, didn't nail it. Trafalgar, I think, had Trump winning in Michigan. He still might win Michigan, Trump. I mean, possible. I don't think so. Not the way the game is played up there. All right. And again, I'm going to pick on my old pal, Larry Sabato, who I made. I put him on the factor, and now he's everywhere. He's on CNN, MSNBC, Fox. Well, he had Biden getting 321 electoral votes, Trump getting 217. Not even close. And this comes on the heel of last time when he had Hillary Clinton at 322, this is his prediction, Trump 216. All right, so Larry, look, get out, retire, or just teach. Just teach political science. Get out, all right? The University of Virginia is a prestigious university. You run their politics outfit, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You don't know what you're doing. Now, the reason that happens is because there's so much pressure on the UVA campus to conform to the progressive point of view that Larry and his pals are scared. And they're giving to people what they know, but it's going to come back. And then you think, well, nobody's going to notice how bad I am. No, I don't. My job. Keep an eye on the people who are disseminating false information, as you are. Back with a final thought in a moment.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. Here's my final thought. The country endures no matter who wins the presidency. All right? Some of you will be disappointed, perhaps most, with Joe Biden if it's him. Certainly if Donald Trump is reelected, there are millions of Americans who will gnash their teeth. But the country endures. You know, I believe that we are a blessed nation because we're noble, because we freed billions of people. My father, my grandfather, a lot of you Vietnam vets, your Korean War vets, we freed so many people. Even in Vietnam, we were fighting for the freedom of the South Vietnamese people. We're trying to conquer the country, we're trying to keep them free from communism. And what's going on in Vietnam now? Communism. Think the folks over there like it? They don't. I've been there. They don't. They want to come here. So the country endures because I think there's basically, you know, a presence in the universe that knows that we're noble and that we go up and down. We get attacked on 9/11, we lose 3,000 people, we go through economic hard times, we have bad police interactions with citizens sometimes, all of that. But overall, we're going to endure. I believe it. We always have. If you look at history, we have always endured. I mean, we could have lost World War II. Absolutely could have lost it. All right, the Great Depression, we came out of it stronger than ever. So now we're in another period of history where we have the progressive far left hating America and trying to take it over to change it. That's what we have. That's what we're confronted by. But we got a Republican Senate that's going to block that. And Biden, I don't know what Biden's going to do. He's got to make deals with McConnell. And Biden's a deal maker, as we know. As we know, he can make those deals. So it might not be the disaster that many think it will be. But me, I love my country. All right? I'm going to be loyal to it. And this program, whatever happens, we're going to tell you the truth about it. Thanks for watching tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.